This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I may or may not go into it. I don't know yet. But the order from the Ninth Circuit Court. They are the only court on record, federal court, that has reversed their own ruling in the past. So let me go tell you where they're at, right? But let's show you some examples of the loons. The loons on the left that really believe that what they stand for, what they're doing, is the right thing to do. And like I said to you, they're very hypocritical. When you look at what they've stood for, what they've fought for in the past, and how it is almost exactly in line with what some of the Republican requests today or what they're fighting for, how you honestly back it up by saying, hey, look, you guys, and I wish they would do this more. They're starting to do it, but I wish they would do it more. I said, well, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton was against same-sex marriage 5 years ago. 4 years, whatever it was. I think it was 2 years before she decided to run for office, or a year. And then all of a sudden, all was forgiven. The heavens opened up. She became a saint. And as I said before, hypocrites. Nothing but hypocrites. Anyhow. So, in the, you know, we did a story Monday night. And got some inside information on how people, truly, we knew people that were being paid. New people, not new of, new people that were being paid $1,000 a day to do those riots. It's got to be either a union or some really wacko private money. Because nobody has that kind of money to throw around. So anyhow, there was an interview up at UC Berkeley with Yvette Falarcha, or Falarca. We'll find out, I guess. Actually, it was a TV station, KTVU. And you know, I told you the other night I was concerned about where the young people are, where their heads are at, and how they really feel about, you know, violence and what they need to do. So, when you think about that, when you hear what she has to say, you're going to decide that I was right. You're going to decide that, oh my God, Joe hit this one right on the head. Take a listen.
Is it about Milo Yiannopoulos that you and others have an issue with?
Well, first of all, Milo Yiannopoulos is a fascist. He's a white supremacist. He's funded by Steve Bannon and Breitbart. He's an acolyte of Donald Trump.
Now, see, if a person on the right said this about one of their leaders, they would be called every name in the book. She can't even spell fascist. She doesn't know what a fascist is. And all these accusations she's making, like she has a clue. She has no clue, people. But take a listen, and you'll agree with me shortly.
And he was on the UC Berkeley campus to try to recruit more fascists.
He has, lady, let me tell you how much space is between your ears. He has more followers on Twitter and Facebook and other social media and buying his books and all that. He gets more attention in 10 minutes on Facebook than he would have got your campus all night. So if he wants to recruit more, He doesn't need to come to your you know, Space Cadet campus to make this happen. And you know, thank God. I talked to a couple people today that were UC grads. They're not giving money to UC anymore. They're going to go out of their way. Instead of giving their money to Berkeley, they're going to find the most conservative college they can find and give their money to that college. So, again, just like you guys did in, oh, I love it, just like you guys did in the elections, so you're driving people to the Republican Party. You're driving people our way. You're going to make it so Donald Trump only has to sign his name, in essence, and be on the ballot in all 50 states to take it next time. I love it. Please, keep up the good work.
And to wage a tax on Muslim students, immigrant students, women, and trans students.
Now, Milo himself denies those allegations. But again, that's why you were there, and that's why you felt like it was important for him not to speak. What is the real fear of him having a conversation with the 500 students or the 500 people who had bought tickets to the event?
Yeah, real fear, because we don't believe in freedom of speech. I know we fought for it here on this campus at one time. But we've now let that thought go because the other side gets too much. The other side gets too much traction with it. You know what I mean?
Well, just to go back to how you characterize the protest, this isn't a question of violent versus peaceful protests. I was there, and there were thousands of people out there who were united. It was a mass protest. It was a militant protest, and everyone was there to shut him down.
It was a militant protest. Now, what does that mean? See. Think about this. They can use the word militant, and it's okay. When they use the word militant towards the police departments across the country, right, they're being negative towards them, aren't they? Right? They're talking about how much power that they were exerting, how scary they look. But her militant protest is okay. It's okay to break the law.
And so whatever it was going to take to do that, they were all there with a united cause. And
they were all there getting paid $1,000 a day. So, hey, for $1,000 a day, I don't know what I'd do.
Stunningly successful.
But why not be peaceful about it? Why not, you know, chant and hold your signs and things? But when you take the barricades and you destroy the building and when you set fires, isn't that counterproductive?
You know, I think that the left has been far too timid for way too long, and it's why we've even gotten in this position where we even have someone like Donald Trump leading a fascist movement as the president of the United States.
Yeah, that fascist word that they use a lot. You know where it comes from? Their professors. The people that you're paying from your tax dollars. You're paying these professors to teach these kids to be whacked, and you're paying for the damage they're doing. I'm Joe Senior Host. We'll be back in a few.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. But that that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you
can... This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. The natives are definitely getting restless. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the rail side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Bigo's going to join me at the bottom of the hour, or after the segment. Talk about the labor. What's going on in labor in this country? What's going on with the SEIU? Why they're so involved? What they're looking for? You know, their membership, only about 13% of the workers in the country are now union members compared to what it was in the 50s and the 60s and what have you. And it's because people are more educated. There are more laws in the books. You don't need a union. You don't need the government. You don't need law. You don't need four layers of protection for government employees or employees from big companies. With these lawsuits that come down in California, you got the Employment Development Division or Department or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, they are all over you if you sneeze the wrong way towards an employee. And the union has nothing to do with that. That's done by the state. So do you really need union representation, state representation, federal representation? I mean, how many representatives do you need to do your job, just to simply do the job? Anyway, we're listening to Yvette Falarca, I guess is her name. I mean, a real left-wing revolutionary whacktoid who says the left, frankly, they haven't been violent enough. Isn't this wonderful?
We need to make sure that we have more mass protests, more militant protests that are mass and militant. And the reality is that
we need more militant protests. We need more protests where we cause more damage, do more violence, and make sure that that fascist known as Donald Trump gets another 4 years. Thank you, Felicia. I really appreciate your help.
These aren't people just putting forward their ideas. There's white supremacists who've already murdered 6 Muslims just 5 days ago in Quebec.
Really? Oh, because you know more than the police do. Now, see, she's fast and furious. Catch that. With the white supremacist thing towards killing Muslims. But when you do it the other way around, you can't say Muslims killed a bunch of Christians. You can't have militant Muslims. Right? You can't have radical Muslims doing that. See, they're hypocrites. They're low IQ hypocrites. Now, I would love, this foo-foo stuff, I would love to get her on the show with me. I would love for her to hear this and come on my show and take me on. Because she is truly an anarchist. She's not a leftist. She's not a Democrat. She's an anarchist. Yes, you can say some Democrats are anarchists, but you can't say they all are. And she wants more violence. If I was El Presidente, she'd be on an FBI watch list. And the minute she promoted this kind of violence, she'd be arrested because it's against the law. We seem to want to get that phrase out of our, you know, out of our conversation. We don't want to say it's against the law. They don't. I don't mind saying it. That it's against the law anymore. It seems to make them uncomfortable. You know what? I hope I make you, I want to make you crawl around like you think ants are under your skin.
There was a woman in Korea, or not from Korea, but who was from Korea in Los Angeles, who was just beaten down by a white supremacist. We have a right to defend ourselves.
So let me see. She's come up with 5 people. You want to go down a list of, I think last year, 87 policemen, 50-some-odd of them were killed by black men? Huh? You want to do that, Yvette, or whatever your name is? You want to talk about the 14 white folks for all intents and purposes that extreme Islamists killed in San Bernardino, California? How about the 3,000 that were in the buildings, Yvette? Right? How about the LGBTQ kids in Miami that were killed by the Islamic terrorist? But you want to ignore that. You want to talk about the one woman that was beat up by a mentally deranged person. And I want proof that he was a white supremacist. Because everything you're throwing out, I mean, really, I don't even know what to say.
Not only a right, we have an obligation to do that. Not just for each other, but for our communities. Let's go back.
So we have a right to burn down our communities to prove our point. Yvette, you're winning me over.
Go to the speaker and the fact that he,
to the other side,
he was going to be speaking to 500 people. And some say that because of what happened at the protest, this got national attention. He did.
You know what I love? The girl doing the interview? Loves being in front of the camera. You can just tell by the way she said, and she's asking the question. She's sitting right across from her, and she keeps looking at the camera and asking the question, like, look at me. Look how I can talk. Like, just ask the questions. Get over yourself.
Did national interviews, and so instead of his voice being heard by 500 people, now millions of people are online Googling Milo Yiannopoulos. So does that...
Think about it. Yeah, I'm telling you, you have to let the left do their stupid stuff. They have done so much. Look what Hillary did for our party, for the Republicans. Look what Obama did for the Republicans. Helped them win at least 1,000-plus seats in legislatures all across the country. And even hardcore, old-time union Democrats are looking at these young people burning this stuff, because they understand what property is. Looking at the Democrats, burning these young Democrats out of control and going, oh, my God. We've lost our party. Oh, my God.
Defeat a little bit of what you were trying to do. The right wing and the fascists in this country already have a spokesperson, and they've already found one in Trump, Steve Bannon, and also now Milo. But now...
Wow, those are our three spokespeople? They're new to the game. That's pretty cool.
What I think was so important about our success on Wednesday...
That was successful? Doing all that damage? Well, I guess it was successful. They only arrested one person.
Which is why it should be the model for how the movement needs to take things now in the future.
Really?
Yeah, because... Let me finish. It's because we need to make sure that the millions of people out there who are angry and who are scared under Donald Trump and everything that he's doing now know that there are people out there who will stand up and fight the way the movement needs to. That clearly when...
So she's promoting violence. It's against the law to get a group together to promote violence. Do you know that? But they won't do anything to her in Berkeley. That'll be a sanctuary campus for sure. You watch.
It was not business as usual. It was people fighting united in a mass effort, in a united effort, and by any means necessary.
But you know, though, that some in the business community, they were really upset because they, too, were targeted. They were blocks away from the university. And so when you talk about this happening again, some in the business community have voiced a lot of frustration with what they've seen before. And now to anticipate even more of that, you can understand.
Oh, I'm sure the business community is behind you, lady. Yvette, I want you to go on more shows. Would you please do more interviews? But make sure you do them with your left-wing, left-loon friends, though. No, seriously, I think this would be great. I think people need to see where you guys are coming from. I think, you know, I've told many of you when I started this show 10 years ago almost now, all right, that I didn't believe that this was a sickness. I have my parents are Democrats, or my parents in Massachusetts are. But I'm starting to believe it now. I'm starting to believe it's a real sickness. That's a real problem. Hey, I'm Joe Machine, your host. This is The Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. David Bigo joins me. We'll learn about labor.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Let me bring on my next guest, Joel Gilbert. He's written, directed, and produced political documentary feature films on the Middle East conflict, and wow, tongue and lip won't work right now, is Islamism, Iran, and Barack Obama. Joel, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, great to be here.
You know, Joel, I'm looking at your website, and I see you, one of the first things I see is that you're out there in, I don't know if it's in Hollywood or L.A. or Canoga Park, I'm sorry, California, and you're out in front of Home Depot with illegal workers, and it's people don't realize, a lot of people around the country don't realize, we've got these blocks up where I live, it's the same thing. We actually have, they have a table and an overhang and all that, and there are illegals there that they're taking information on to send them out to work, and I'm thinking to myself, I thought we weren't supposed to hire illegals. I thought there was a federal, you know, there are federal laws that keep us from hiring people that are here illegally, yet the city is pushing it. Does this sound crazy to you or what?
It is nuts. I mean, if you go a step even further, the very idea of a city being a sanctuary city, thereby attracting illegal aliens from all over the world, and especially criminals who think that if they get caught, they're not going to be deported, and then even having murderers and criminals, after they serve their sentence, being released back into the community and not deported. So it's really backwards world. I don't think 5% of the population even supports such a thing. But this is how radical the Democrat Party has become. They've become a radical socialist party. And it's just, you know, shocking. In my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, that's what that scene is from. I just go over to Home Depot in Canoga Park, and it's just all these illegals from different countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico. And you talk to them, and they were pretty forthright. I said, why are you here? Why'd you come here and leave your country? They said, there's no work there. I said, why is there no work? And they said, because of socialism. There's no food. There's no employment. Everybody's starving to death. You can't earn a living.
Now, Joel, you must have misheard them, Joel, because, you know, this, we're told that socialism works. It works everywhere. You know, you see how well it's working in Venezuela and places like that. And the left would have you believe that socialism is the right thing to do. Are you sure you heard them correctly?
I heard them correctly. They, you know, they come here because they think it's a land of opportunity and free markets and they can earn a living. And I didn't want to, you know, tell them, hey, you know, this guy Barack Obama in office right now at the time, you know, you might be interested in going back to your country at some point because it's not going to get better here. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, my family, I'm from Italian heritage. I'm an American from a family of Italians. And they came here for a better life. But, you know, they came here. They truly had to come on a boat. They couldn't just walk across the river. They came here on a boat. They worked hard. They made a better life for themselves. And now their kids are out. You know, I live in a nice neighborhood. Grew up in downtown Boston. That's really the American dream. The real American dream, you know, is working hard, getting here, doing it the right way. And you can make something yourself. Or you hopefully now you'll be able to make something yourself. Do you agree?
Look, I agree. All of this nonsense of the past 8 years of the Obama years was because Obama and the radical left subverted democracy. The program of democracy is you get to choose between different points of view and have an election. The Democrats and radicals who took over the Democrat Party, they used a different tactic, and that was to hide their true agenda. Obama in 2008, he said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. I'm going to support traditional marriages between man and God and a woman, and I'm going to, you know, support Israel. Everything was a mainstream candidate, but in reality, he had no intention of doing that, any of that stuff. It was just subterfuge to get elected, and the program of the radical left was to then throw the voters under the bus and pursue this radical agenda that nobody voted for. And that's why there's been so much damage to the economy, to our security, and to America standing abroad because of this subversion of democracy by Obama and the radical left.
You know, two of your films, Atomic Jihad and Farewell Israel, just the titles alone, you look at this and I say to myself, I see what's going on over there in the Middle East. I see what they're doing over there and Iran. They signed no agreement, and even if they signed an agreement, they said they weren't going to live up to it. Just amazing to me. Do we really hate Israel that much in this country, or we just really, really, really don't understand what's going on?
Well, we've had a phenomenon that the radical American left has allied itself with the Islamists and the radical Muslims because they both have a lot in common. They both view Western society, free markets, free speech as an obstacle to taking power and therefore a mutual target on the path to salvation. The salvation for leftists is this perfect utopia in this world. For Islamists, it's a perfect paradise in the next world. But in the meantime, they work together hand in hand, and you can see Muslims and radical Muslims joining the Democrat Party, working with Democrats. We saw it in England. The radical Muslims are joining the leftist groups, and the leftists are aligning themselves, and they become very anti-Israel. The Democrat Party booed God at their prior convention.
I know.
They have radicals that are anti-Israel. Look, Keith Ellison is actually a candidate for becoming chairman of the DNC, and he has a long history of anti-Israel activity and working and being part of the radical Nation of Islam, and somehow this is acceptable that he's a viable candidate.
Well, I look at this stuff, and I look at what the Dems are doing. I believe, my personal opinion, is socialism, progressivism, all the hints, they weren't even hints, they were straight in your face. All the programs that they were trying to put out there like that is what lost them the election. You know, that and forgetting middle America. You know, I look at that picture. The only reason it kind of tinges me a little bit more is we have 94 million Americans out of work. I do not believe that some of these Americans won't get up, get out, and do what they have to do to support their families. I just don't buy it.
Well, they absolutely want to. In my film, there's no place like Utopia. I go to Southside Chicago, Detroit, and I talk to a lot of people in these urban areas, especially black people, black women. Most of them are on welfare because there's no other opportunities, but they're very unhappy about it. They're not happy. They're not proud of it. They want opportunities. They want to work, and they don't want any part of this progressive nonsense. They don't want their kids smoking legal marijuana. They don't want illegals coming and taking over their jobs. They don't want transgenderism where any pedophile can wake up one day and say, I feel like I'm a woman today, so I'm going to use the little girl's room. They don't want their daughters being in a public restroom and a man walking in without the police being called. So there's a lot of traditional America that, even in the inner cities, that rejects all this far-left radical nonsense. And I think that's what made a comeback, and that's why Trump won.
I agree with you. But I'd also even go one step further and say I think that the reality, I mean, these politicians, even on the right side to a big degree, have lost touch with reality. They've lost touch with their people, their constituencies. And I think Trump was just simple stuff. I mean, seriously, people, we need to stop you know, spending money on refugees and spend more money on, I don't know, education, our vets. We need to spend more money on rebuilding America. And I think that's what hit home. I mean, think about something. When you win a lifelong union Democrat, when you have a lifelong union Democrat vote for a Republican or vote for Donald Trump, the Dems need to sit back and go, oh, my God, what have we done to them? Don't you think?
It goes a lot deeper than simply losing touch. This has been an agenda of the radical left since the 60s. They wanted to take over the Democrat Party. It goes back a little further. You got to know the history. The Soviet Union realized in the 50s, 40s and 50s, they could not defeat the United States militarily. But they saw that America was vulnerable in its political parties and could be defeated internally. And they made a big effort through their Communist Party, USA, over the years, in the 40s and 50s, into the 60s, they realized that the best route was to take over the Democrat Party. And socialism from the late 60s was, we're going to, like the Weather Underground, the other terrorist Marxist groups, Bill Ayers, Obama's mentor, they tried to start a communist revolution. Their theory was if they bomb some of government buildings and murder policemen, that the entire country will rise up in this communist revolution to destroy America. And they look people in the eye. We say, we want to murder you. We want to put you in a re-education center, just like they did in Russia. And this failed miserably because it was so evil. They ended up going to jail, going into the underground. When they came out of the underground and came out of prison in the early 80s, they went back to Chicago, went to the University of Chicago, went and started this thing called the Midwest Academy. And this is when American socialism changed. They trained people like Barack Obama, the young group of radicals, and said, look, keep your socialism to yourself. Look people in the eye and say, we want to give you free health care. We want to raise your wages. We want to help working families. Don't tell them the truth about your real agenda. Wait until you take power. And that's how they took over the Democrat Party, by infiltrating it, of course, infiltrating the media, entertainment, journalism.
Sure.
And that's how they were able to fool regular Democrats, like the hardworking union members, into voting for them for so long. But, you know, the gig is up. The truth came out in Obama's presidency that it was a program of radicalism, not of American values.
Right. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are some messed up white people.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've got filmmaker Joel Gilbert on the line with me, and Joel's made several, produced several political documentary feature films on the Middle East conflict, Islamism, Iran, Barack Obama, and Bob Dylan. Man, my God, that was a good one. I mean, I used to love Bob Dylan when I was younger. And I haven't listened to him that much as I got older. Too busy doing this garbage. Anyway, okay. Joel, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
All right.
Hey, I want to hit on Dreams from My Real Father. And the reason I want to do that is because, you know, a lot of people have the idea that this is all fake news. Whenever we write something about Obama, when we do something around Obama, we just throw all these thoughts together, you know. He wasn't born here. Why? Just because we think so. Tell me about your research for that film, you know, and some of the things that, was there anything in the film when you found out you went, wow, really?
Well, that's what really set me off in making the film. I read Obama's book, Dreams from My Father, and he talked about this guy named Frank throughout the book, was his go-to guy, his mentor, this guy raised him. And he even wrote, when my grandfather took me to Frank's house, starting when I was 9 years old, he took me there several times a week, and it was though there was some unwritten, unspoken contract between the two men. That was, Obama wrote in his own book. He even wrote that when the Kenyan Obama died, he wrote, I had no documents to prove the Kenyan was my father. Now, if he had a birth certificate, the birth certificate he released that had the Kenyan's name on it, he would have had that. So Obama dropped several hints that there's something wrong with the paternity. I got Frank Marshall Davis's autobiography. This is the man Frank who raised him. There were 30 pictures of Frank Marshall Davis that are the spitting image of Barack Obama, whereas he looks nothing like the Kenyan. So that was when the moment, like, oh my God, you know, there's something really amiss here. So in the film I produced a few years ago, Dreams for My Real Father, it's an alternate biography, and I showed a mountain of evidence that the Kenyan Obama was simply a sham marriage to cover up Obama's mother's affair with Frank Marshall Davis. So Obama lied to us about who his real father was, but more important than the biological DNA part of it is that Frank Marshall Davis was his ideological mentor and raised him. We have all the evidence that Frank Marshall Davis was a Soviet agent. He worked for the Soviet Union to defeat the United States during the Cold War. He was a Communist Party propagandist for many years, anti-American, anti-white Stalinist. Every indication is that Obama was radicalized by this communist growing up, such that Obama wrote in his own book, he said, I went to Occidental College at age 18 to study with Marxist professors. Goes to an exclusive school in Hawaii and wants to study Marxism as a result. So we have all the evidence that Davis was the ideological mentor, and Obama followed in his real footsteps back to Chicago, where his father was one of the original black Bolsheviks, one of the communists that was blacks that was recruited by the Communist Party as a front man to recruit other blacks into the communist movement. Obama was used by white communists in the same way. Bill Ayers, the Marxist terrorist from the 60s, his father got a scholarship, not a scholarship, but a grant to bring Obama to Chicago to become a community organizer. Now, the goal of community organizers at that time was to penetrate the black church groups who wanted nothing to do with communism because they were religious people. And the role of community organizer, the real job is actually community agitator. That's the real job. And I'm quoting from their literature. It says that the community organizer, agitator's job, is to rub salt in the wounds of minorities and then use their discontent to take power, unquote. And that's what Obama was up to. He was never supported by black people in Chicago. It was always the white communists. And that's why when you see what happened in urban America during the Obama years, he's done nothing for black people. He's been a front man to push this radical left agenda, and black people were suckered into supporting him because of his skin color.
No.
But don't get me started.
I was just thinking about how black community, you know, they so much wanted a hero. And I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to single them out. Don't get me wrong. But the black community so much wanted a hero that the first guy who stepped up was the one they jumped all over. They were sold a bill of goods on this guy. One of the guys I have on is Wayne Allen Root's on the show on a regular basis.
Yeah.
He went to Columbia University the same time Mr. Obama did. Couldn't trip over the guy.
Well, look, first of all, I don't think black people were looking for a hero. They were looking for opportunities and educational opportunities. In the inner cities, the Democrats have made sure the teachers' unions control these horrible schools, and there can never be any changes, there can never be any school choice. So they're looking for a lot of improvements, but they got suckered into it thinking that this guy's skin color, he'd look out for them. And that's what the white communists, they used Obama, and Obama used the black people in turn, just like his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, was a journalist in Chicago, and he was used by the white communists to recruit black people. It's a very genius and sad thing how they were manipulated just because somebody had a dark skin color. In my film, and I've even shown since then, if you go to my website, obamasrealfather.com, you can see all the latest news. I think I came up with a lot of evidence that Obama spent his junior year abroad in Pakistan as a junior year student from Occidental, and only was in Columbia the senior year. And that's when he only took freshman classes. That's why Wayne Allen Root never ran into him, because he was just fulfilling the core requirements to graduate. So that accounts for Obama's affinity to the Islam and the Islamic world, having lived in an Islamic country as an adult, not the childhood experience that we heard about in Indonesia.
You know, I went to predominantly black church for years, and I remember when Obama was running, and I love these people. I mean that sincerely. A lot of these people I had been around with for years. And I would talk to them about why Obama? You guys have so many, you had so many other choices. Why Obama? I kind of knew the answer to the question, if you would. And they said, because we finally have a chance. to get a black man in the presidency, and think about this. This is the part that made it hard to fight, and our kids will finally see that there's no obstacles for them. Noble idea.
Look, a lot of people went for that superficial idea that right. someone who's biracial, Obama's biracial, he's not actually considered black, but biracial. His mother was white. His real father was not the Kenyan Obama, as I think I've proven.
Yeah.
It was Frank Marshall Davis, who, by the way, is part white also. Most African Americans are part white. So they were manipulated by the white liberals and socialists because they put up a front man, and they knew they could easily manipulate black people to go with a thinking that the skin color would mean more to them than actual substance. And while they did benefit, okay, there's a guy with darker skin in the White House, I think they suffered more when you look at my films that nothing, everything got worse in the black community, everything. More violence, less jobs, worse education, worse and worse. So I think they now realize that they would have been better off choosing someone of substance rather than just going for the skin color.
Yeah, and they get on conservatives like myself and they say, you know, you don't want a black person in there. You don't want a person of color. And I'm going, you know what, Condoleezza Rice, a black female. I would have been all over that. It wouldn't have been a problem.
Look, I can name 50 people
right.
of different shades of color yeah. that I think would have done better for all of America, including black people, no matter their color of their skin. I mean, I go with Martin Luther King, you know, it's the strength of your character, not the color of your skin.
That's
I think
right.
we'd all be better off. But the white socialist racists put up a front man, and that front man did nothing for the black community other than smile a lot and say that there's Jim Crow and there's slavery still going on, and it did nothing but divide people.
I've got a lot of friends who happen to be black, and they all say the same thing, that when it comes to race relations in this country, they have taken such a nosedive over the last, 8, 10 years.
You can ask black people. You should ask them. Say, look, if Obama was white, all white rather than half white, how would you feel about the 8 years of his presidency? What has he done for the black community?
Yeah.
And they all say, well, I guess, it would have been really considered the entire 8 years very disastrous.
Yeah, for that, especially for them. Joel, what do you got coming up? Any new films, ideas on new films that you're willing to put out there?
I'm not willing to talk about them right now. Everything I do is pretty revelatory. I just did a big film that came out that was seen by like 50 million people during the election cycle. Was the story of Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's black son.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was, he was abandoned and banished by Hillary. And Danny Williams, the black man in Arkansas that Bill Clinton fathered with a prostitute. His mother was a, street worker. And over the years, he tried very hard to get Bill to give him some child support or recognize or accept him as his son, and they wouldn't do it. And it's a very, very sad story. He's a living embodiment of how progressives and Democrats treat minorities. On a personal level, they rejected him and would not accept him into the family. A good analogy is Strom Thurmond had a black daughter,
yeah.
had a daughter with a black woman, and he accepted her, educated her, and loved her. And the Clintons would not. And then, of course, Danny Williams was left to grow up in this urban environment where Democrats have been controlling 50, 60 years in Arkansas. And same problems, no jobs, no opportunity, no education, had a very difficult life. So I think everyone should watch that movie. It's called Banished, The Untold Story of Danny Williams. It's on the on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. I think that's great. Joel, I appreciate what you're doing. I know that, some people think that all this stuff is kind of made up, but I tell people, go look at it yourself. Spend whatever time it takes. Sit down, watch it, and then you can make up your own mind as to whether it's doctored or phony or what have you. But it's kind of hard to do that once you actually see.
Obama's whole story was fake news. It was all made up. He was not a mainstream candidate. He was not a street kid, all this stuff. Obama's background was all fake news. And the reality is what we all suffered for the past 8 years.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Joel, thanks a lot. If you want to find out more about Joel Gilbert, head over to www.joelgilbert.net. That's joegilbert.net. I'm Joel Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up at the top of the hour.